Welcome to the Ideal Network Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the Ideal Network Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. The short version of the word ideal in Ideal Network stands for I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. And there's much more. Thanks for listening in and share this with the people that are most important to you. Now on to our show with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Let's get started.
Hello everyone, Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's Wednesday, it's 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. on the Central Side. We are here with a great friend of ours. Her name is always Darlene Sartori. Darlene started the Ideal Network a long time ago. She also started as a customer of ours. It's been decades, maybe. It's been certainly over 10 years that we've been working together one way or another. And when I was building Building Fortunes Radio, which is coming up to, we started towards the tail end of 2012, beginning part of 2013, I knew I needed some guest hosts to have the platform to be able to get some microphones going around, talking about some of the things that are happening in home-based businesses and entrepreneurs in general. And that's kind of like what we've been working on ever since then. Well, obviously, through the years, we've been challenged and or successful in different and various areas. And I like to kind of have Darlene document some of her levels of her memoirs, if you will, for her prosperity and the kids' sake and everybody else as well. So we've been talking about a whole bunch of different things. And sometimes the COVID thing popped up with me, like last week. We were kind of recovering in my household from that. Everybody's fine. Then the stuff that's going on with the economy is popping up relative to, you know, adjustments have to be made for the rising inflation or maybe pivots to whatever you're doing in a business model. And then, of course, life doesn't stop. So people have problems as they're growing up, and whether it's with money or addiction or relationships or whatever. So we talk about whatever we're going to talk about next, and I'm not really sure what Darlene wants to talk about on this radio show, but we're going to hand it off to Darlene Sartori. So, Darlene, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Well, hello, and thank you for hosting this and all of the good work that you've done over the years of helping individuals to kind of get focused on what their passion is, their purpose, and because without having a clear mental image of what you desire to achieve, it's kind of almost next to impossible to figure out what to do next. And so we kind of stumble through life without any clear purpose. And that's what I've found for myself and for others over the years. And I've kind of gone through this personally myself over the last couple weeks with the projects that I'm working with here locally, and especially within the family, as there seems to be some fracturing that is unexplainable at the moment. And so everything that we seem to be working together for is suddenly fractured. And the question, of course, is, you know, why? Is it because it just isn't supposed to be? Is there some hidden agenda within the project that maybe we're missing? So what I have done over the last couple weeks is kind of stepped back and been reevaluating to see if what I'm envisioning and I'm seeing, is that what the world's seeing? Because if we're not in this as a team, it's going to create fracturing. So that, I guess, is one of the first things that we need to look at as we are beginning to decide what we desire to do, so that what our actions happen connect with other people's actions, so together we really do achieve more than if we are just doing it by ourselves. And so this is what I've noticed over the last I think, few years that we have seen a decline in people working in a true team event. It seems like we've become individuals doing individual projects, and then we wonder why we are not achieving it because we are going in so many different directions. I happened to watch a show the other day that was many years ago. It was called Rawhide. It was very popular, an old black and white movie that was originally on TV. And it's all about the trail herd of herding cattle across the large amounts of area. And the challenges that are involved with herding cattle and how easy it is to stampede that herd of cattle, and then all of the work that goes into trying to put the herd back together. And as I was watching that, I thought, you know, that's exactly the way that I feel like this planet has gone. Is we had a relatively seemed like everyone being on their own vision of saying that we desire to have, you know, truth, beauty, and goodness, that we desired to have, you know, health and happiness, and seemed like there was this general, you know, well-being type of attitude. And that as long as we were all kind of working in that dynamic of that was what we were seeking, everything to be life-empowering and doing no harm, that things just seemed to kind of go along on the herd was just moving along, and then suddenly something stampeded it. And we've been going through that, trying to put those cattle back into place, and all of us get working together on our adventure. And the challenges that they faced during this this episode really did kind of put together this dynamic of, wow, how do we get back where we're all working together, just going along to get along? Well, I thought to myself, wow, that is one of those phrases, going along to get along, that seemed to have become this phrase maybe that got us into this not paying a whole lot of attention to everyone, that we were just all kind of going along in the flow. And I hope that as I'm talking that it's helping to kind of get you to think, okay, is that what happened for me? Things were going along pretty well, et cetera, but now suddenly the herd is starting to break apart. It's not really stampeding yet. It just doesn't seem to be all feeling it, as someone the other day put it. I'm just not feeling it anymore. I'm not feeling like I feel like I fit in anywhere. I don't feel like I want to even think about getting up in the morning. And so I started doing a little research onto the internet as to some of these descriptions that people have been using. And it seems to be that, I guess, the word depression might be a word that most easily kind of put it together all into a word, a specific, I don't say, I don't like to use the word diagnosis because I'm definitely not a doctor, but I said as we began looking for a word to describe it, that seemed to be what the internet and a lot of articles out here on the internet were talking about, this thing called depression. And so the question is that a virus? Is that an emotion? What is it that this word depression came up with? So I'm going to give you an assignment, is over the next week, take a look at this word depression and see if somewhere along the line it might talk to you as to what some of the characteristics that are marking depression that you might be seeing. Because as I listen to this trail herd boss talking in this show, he kept describing these symptoms and feelings that he was talking about, hearing people talk about sadness and hopelessness and pessimism and lower self-esteem. And I'm thinking, as I'm listening to him, those were words way back in the 60s and 70s and 80s. Those words are being used today. So maybe we actually knew what we were doing back then, and this is the reason we began really working more in teamwork as we began to realize that we were dealing with some of the same dynamics. And then we began to look at history, and we see that after World War II, how there was a shift in consciousness over that next 20 to 30 years, for those of us who were kind of growing up to that era, we realized that there were some major changes and shifts that were happening in our planet that came after this huge resources were being put towards a specific purpose. And, of course, that specific purpose was to win the war. And so when you have something that the entire planet seems to be focused on, it seems like everyone just kind of fits into a niche where they can be of service without really thinking it through. They just seem to respond and seem to be able to be in a way that we're just all working together for the common good, for the common purpose. And that when the war was over and we'd won the victory and et cetera, now what? And that's where I think this word depression started really being defined much more clearly as to what happens when you have a major project or a major something that you've been working on and then suddenly it's achieved. Okay, and then what's next? So this is one of the areas that I wondered if we had some things in our little toolbox that Peter had always put together to help us to kind of get realigned with some major purpose on the planet. And so that was where I started looking around in our back office a little bit more, and that's what I was going to ask Peter to kind of look at. What is in our back office that really can help individuals to get realigned again that was helpful, might be helpful for him, might be helpful for others in the same place? Well, as I was doing this, you've heard me talk about this over the last few weeks and et cetera, I really was called back to do something that I started many years ago to do and thinking that somebody else was going to do it. And it really just hasn't materialized. And, of course, it falls from and follows through the fifth epic revelation that was given to us on the planet in these papers that are called the Urantia Papers, U-R-A-N-T-I-A. And so if you go to urantia.org or truthbook.com, you'll find those papers are there on the posted. And as we studied those and began reading those papers over the last many years of looking at what is this thing called the age of light and life that they're talking about. And I began to see that there was that same type of a feeling starting to develop on the planet among those that were reading that paper was the development of a new modern civilization that was happening that might be explaining why we're going through some of the levels of depression, because maybe we're not finding somebody in our family or in our community that, you know, even begins to comprehend what we're talking about. And when you're not being understood or you seem like you're out there all by yourself, what is it that you can use to pull the glue together? Well, that's when I started reading a little bit more in the papers about the development of civilizations and specifically modern civilization. What are some of the things that we have seen? Now, with the advent of the Internet, we have had a really great program called Wikipedia that came along. And Wikipedia was something where people could post information out there and people work together on a specific topic. And if you've never paid attention to Wikipedia, I think it's one of those great tools that, number one, gives us a lot of history, a lot of background. But the one thing that it does that it seems to really help an individual to do is to suddenly begin to go past that level of depression and feeling of hopelessness and pessimistic and low self-esteem to realizing we're all working on a specific topic. Last week, I started working with one of the Google Docs with a friend of mine that we're working on, that we've been working now for the last year, of putting together these Google Docs to create this ideal civilization we're talking about, the ideal universal society. And I began to realize that there was a key component missing that we really need to comprehend where we were at in trying to figure out how do we create this togetherness that we felt during the World War and having that, you know, everybody just seemed to have a job. There was full employment. There was great prosperity that came out of the war machinery and et cetera. Well, what's coming out of the peace time? Now that we have achieved the desired result, more or less, what was it that got us there? And one of the things that got us there was what we know about as being the committees that formed within our communities. And those committees basically boiled down to three of them. And if you go onto the Internet at Wikipedia and you just type in something like Committee of Safety, that will bring you up to a dynamic of understanding what was going on during that period of time. In the local communities, what they were doing were bringing together three types of community endeavors. One of them was the level of safety. They had to keep themselves safe, okay? So out of the safety one came the observation and the correspondence. The observation one really began to be the one that was very key, but one that gets the least amount of reporting in today's world. Stop and think about it. That's exactly what we are doing. We are observing what is going on. And by the observation, we're able to then look within ourselves and say, okay, what does this tell me? And what should I be communicating to other people? And does this save? Is it life empowering? Does it provide all the elements that we need to be safe? And of course, we can flash back to the last few years with this COVID. Is there was this level of not feeling safe. There was this level of trying to hide behind masks and being isolated and et cetera, et cetera. And this brought about a level of depression that snuck up on everybody. And I don't think that we were ready with these tools to get back out of that depression. So I'm going to suggest that maybe you go and take a look at your local community and find out what is going on in your community now that you might be able to get involved in that might bring about an increased level of safety, an increased level of cooperation, an increased level of businesses, having full employment, and most people that are in businesses now say they're having a real tough time finding people that really desire to work. They are, again, that word depression. They're not really, they've been now isolated to the point that they really haven't felt the urge to get out and interact with other people. Now, this may be a level of really not feeling well enough, strong enough, healthy enough to get out and start interacting. But I'm suggesting that might be our very core component of going back into understanding what they began to comprehend in the 1776 era when there was this, with the Declaration of Independence. You know, we had a sudden, we want to be free from this this England king that's doing things to us that are oppressive, which is exactly what was happening here and what we're talking about with the COVID. All of the oppression and depression that was going on of isolating us, it was like we were being prisoners, that we didn't have a choice of what we were choosing to do, and they're beginning to understand that we want to revolt against that. And so I'm sensing, as I began looking at some people's blogs over the last couple of weeks and some of the things that people are writing about, I'm seeing that beginning to emerge, and I'm thinking that's the same thing that probably George Washington felt and others at Valley Forge were beginning to feel, that horrible winter that was so cold, and they had so low of supplies that they suddenly had a reoccurrence of and hope and beginning to see that there was a shift that was happening on the planet that they could tap into. And so we often talk about this as being the patriots. You know, then today we're beginning to hear that word again starting to pop up of committees of patriots that are working together to see if we can't find our way out of this level of depression that has descended upon the planet and get a refocusing. Because when we see it happening in our own families, where our families are fracturing because they don't have that sense of purpose any longer, where that sense of purpose can be found again and begin working together, whatever that purpose might be for you locally. And most of the time, in this time of the year, it's going to be around gardening and raising your flowers and your vegetables and et cetera, just getting out there from the time when there was, like in our area, there's no leaves on the trees and et cetera, to suddenly, wow, look at all the greenery that has happened over the last month or so. And what are the differences? How many times are you having to mow your yard and you haven't had to do that for a while? Just getting to that purpose of looking around your neighborhood and starting to realize that people are getting more and more active, that they're now going to the beach and they're doing the things that maybe they've been locked away and they haven't been able to do for the last couple of years. And so there's that sense of getting out of your cocoon, so to speak, and beginning to become flittering like butterflies would be one that might be a description. So whenever I get to the point that I don't know exactly what I desire to do, this is exactly what I do, is I just start talking. Sometimes I'll turn a tape recorder on, sometimes I won't, just to describe it and to try to get it into words. Because once it gets a label, once it gets a, just like it did with this word depression, once you get a label for something that you can start focusing on, that one word's going to lead to another word that's going to lead to another word that's going to help you to gather into a dynamic where you can see where all of these committees, all of these projects can start coming together again, and you can find out, where's my focus? What is it that I can be of most service on this planet? And, of course, like I said, the thing that I felt like that I could be of most service was to help to develop this dynamic of having an ideal universal society to work with that would bring together all of our dynamics that we're interested in. Of course, that was what we started with many years ago, was the ideal network. You know, where are all the projects that we bring together under the network so that everybody has a place to put their dynamics? And we put together the ideal ads network and all of these different components so people could start focusing on what is it that I'm called to do within this project of being a civilization or a society. And so as I began really working and going back through the Urantia papers and et cetera, I began to realize that we really did need to have a society that was really focusing on helping to bring about the positive information, the life-empowering information within those papers that will help us to get onto an alignment where we can truly have people working together in our local communities around campgrounds. And so one of the projects that I'm developing and working with others on the area that we've been looking at, what does the planet need right now, is we need a revitalization of our campgrounds, our survive and thrive campgrounds, where we have a place where we can be out into the nature and actually begin working with beautifying the systems, those places that have begun to get run down a little bit from being neglected over the last couple of years. So that's an area that every community can get involved in, is looking at your campgrounds and your national parks and et cetera, and really working to see what we can do to become wise stewards of the planet again. So, again, just going back to that one word, depression, and then where do we lead out of that? So everything that's in the depression era would be the opposite of whatever word we're looking at. In other words, if you're looking at the dynamic of sadness, what would be the opposite of that would be happiness. You know, hopelessness would be hopefulness. You know, pessimism would be optimism. So look at the opposite of what you desire to not have will show you towards what you desire to have. And so that's kind of where I began to realize that I was working with some stagnation that was starting to happen and the disconnects. And I think that is what we are dealing with now. So I guess we could say going from the level of disconnect to the level of being connected again. And I think that's something that Peter and our group here locally are on the internet can be able to take the our local communities and then connect them through the internet with various different projects like Facebook and other ways that already are set up. So we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We just have to reactivate some of those projects that were going before the COVID came about and before the isolation happened. How can we reconnect back to where we were before that started? And for us here in the Ideal Network Projects core group, is ours was about how do we find tools that help individuals to work from home and from families and being able to do the things that we had worked together with what Peter was putting together or had put together through the network and the Leads Network and all the dynamics of the things that he had put together to help us to be able to market whatever project we were going to be pushing and pulling ourselves towards doing. And a lot of those were health orientated back then, and I think this is another area we'll probably get back to doing a little bit more of, is what are the health companies, where are we at with those? So, again, an evaluation is going to help us to really, I think, spark our interest to get actively involved in doing something again. How can I be of service to the planet? And so if we can begin asking that question, how can I be of service in creating the